Principle.
A Bank of America executive checked only the date on some key foreclosure documents, thousands of them, really screwing the pooch and people too. I'll explain. That is our blunder of the week and weekend. Speaking of blunders, what happened to the Eagles? Oh, that was our game of the week, our nail the score game. Did anybody nail that score? Oh, Philadelphia not looking so good against the Washington Redskins. It was a banner day, though, for Donovan McNabb, who forever and a day was the quarterback of Philly, then was tossed out to a division rival. But we start with this one. It has to do with terror. Hey, everybody, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney at the helm of America Tonight. And all those nooks and crannies to the left and to the right, we're here for you on the overnight highway. Best water cooler buzz around. You can be part of it. Just jump on in. So we start with this one. Have you ever been overseas to France or England or Germany or Italy or Spain? Pick a country, any country. You know it's bad when the Europeans agree with the Americans and say, be careful, be diligent, look around. We have the highest alert that we've issued in a very long time. If we go any higher, it means you can't travel to Europe. One step higher, no traveling. So how many Americans are a little bit shaken up by the new terror warning? You know, it's what I said when I was traveling to Florida, but that's just in this country, that are you kind of numb to the high alert? What does that mean? Aren't we always on high alert? But I think it's a rare advisory that might just make you think twice because of these potential terror threats that are maybe making some people change their mind to go to Paris or to Rome or any of the other places that you could possibly wander around and look at some ancient history. Because they're telling you to do things like avoid the tourist areas and not to take the public transportation. Well, for goodness sake, if that's what you're going there for, how do you avoid the Louvre? How do you avoid going to the Eiffel Tower? How do you avoid any of the spectacular things that you would want to see and do if you're in the middle of this kind of a trip? So I'm wondering how many people might re-rack and change their mind. And this is the scary part. The specifics of it, pretty vague. But the State Department, if you go to their website, you'll see it. They're advising U.S. citizens who are living or traveling in Europe to take more precautions about their personal security because terrorists might be plotting attacks in Europe with assault weapons on public places, similar to what happened, that horrible thing in Mumbai, where they just shot everybody up. Remember in the hotels, in the American British hotels, where a lot of people traveled to, a lot of tourists, a lot of business people went there, and they knew that. And this is, these groups are linked to Al-Qaeda. So I think that's pretty scary to think about the fact that, oh, okay, they're telling us there might be assault weapons in public places just like we saw a couple of years ago. Ooh, man. I'm wondering how many people will change their mind. Here are what a couple of travelers said about plans to go to Europe.
You can't just get on a plane and go wherever you have to go. You got to worry about if you're going to make it home alive.
Anytime you're traveling and you get an elevated alert like that, then, you know, it's something that's in your mind.
Yeah, and what's in my mind is you also have a lot of college students who travel, who do this to, especially in these times that we see where it's the competition for jobs, to get better jobs, to beef up their resume, or to go with their friends to be able to travel, to study abroad, because they can do it sometimes pretty cheaply. And there's a nonprofit group, IES, they're called abroad, that sent emails to 1,500 college students in their European study abroad program to avoid, just flat out said, avoid crowded tourist spots and hangouts frequented by Americans. Don't go there. The message was also sent to the students' parents, and they also told students to leave public places if they see signs of trouble. Well, for goodness sake, what does that mean? Oh, I think I saw a guy with an assault weapon approaching the cafe that I was sitting at on the West Bank. I mean, that's crazy. Be alert, cautious, and aware of your surroundings. And I guess this makes sense. And it would scare me if I was a student, because pretty much they laid it on the line knowing this could be disastrous for all these college students that are placed abroad, saying, don't be plugged into your iPod. I mean, they're flat out saying, don't walk around with your head in the iPod, because it could be the last music you ever hear. Yeah, that's not good. The impact on travel, I think, will probably be huge with tighter security measures and all that sort of stuff, and people who can change. But right now, as of Sunday, with the check of the airlines, checking United, checking Delta, checking Continental, they didn't have a lot of cancellations or delays or any of that kind of stuff related to the terror alert. And the airlines aren't giving people breaks, so you get charged the usual penalty if you want to change when you're coming back. Now, probably the people that will be impacted the most are the people who haven't made plans yet, but were planning on doing that for, let's say, the holidays. But the idea that you can't take the transportation systems and don't be in a tourist place, I'd have to think that anybody that was even thinking about going would probably change their mind. U.S. and European security experts have been concerned for really days about this. And when you say Mumbai and you think that 166 people, including Americans, were killed in that group, just random people that were staying in these two luxury hotels, very popular restaurant, a crowded train station, you know that that's what the target would be. It's going to be someplace that people will be assembling in. People will be there touring around and not be paying attention so much to what's happening around them because they're focused on the tour, what they're seeing and, you know, what they're doing. The interesting thing is the U.S. alert isn't changing plans for three NBA teams to play preseason games this week in London, Milan, and Barcelona. But the T-Wolves are involved in this, and the coach, Kurt Rambis, said players were getting more security when they went out, so they were beefing up on the security because they were very, very concerned about the warning. You know, these places that we're mentioning are beautiful cities that are great places to walk around in, and as I mentioned, be in a cafe or be in some of these museums or whatnot, and you have to think that maybe the hotels would be where you would see. The hotels or the restaurants may be where a hit would be likely if they're comparing it to Mumbai. But I think it's scary stuff, and I'm wondering if they'll go, if, you know, if they go one step higher, then that's it. They go one step higher, then all bets are off and everybody's out because nobody's going to be able to travel then. And this is what's interesting. They actually believe Osama bin Laden is behind the plan to attack these cities. So if it is true that he's linked to it, this would be the biggest thing that has been planned by bin Laden, certainly, since plotting the attacks on September 11th in 2001. Ooh. All right, would you travel? Would you take the risk? We're going to talk about that and a few other things as we kick the can down the road here on ATN.
Of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at herbalhealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at herbalhealer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
All right, coming up, we're going to check the mailbag in our next segment. Once again, over the weekend, a lot of people taking their time to send me their thoughts. Thanks. You can always flip me whatever it is that's on your mind at americatonight.net. All right, we're talking about the terror alert in Europe, and there's a couple of other things that we're going to jump to, too, closer here on our own soil. Let's take one, though. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I'd send you an email, but I don't have a computer. So.
Good for you.
just a couple of points. I normally write stuff down, and I jump around, and, you know, I wanted to talk about the politics and being divided by race and how the quotas for loans for the homeowners and the same stuff with Barney Frank that's gotten us into
yeah.
the we're still in it. But I decided, you know, you talked about this terror attack, and I'm sorry, is it followers of the Dalai Lama that are going to be doing this? Is it Catholic nuns? Somewhere, nowhere on the news did I see who was, you said that Osama bin Laden may be behind it, but I didn't see the practitioners of the religion of peace being fingered for who was going to attack. Now, I know, Alex Jones had mentioned that a lot of times there's governments are behind these attacks. The guy from Chicago who supposedly planned Mumbai was supposedly a government agent or was an American. Now, that would give India the right to come here and attack us because one of our guys was over there. But here's the larger point I'm trying to make without being sarcastic and funny or stupid here. The Second Amendment Foundation produces a newspaper called Gun Week. I've mentioned it many times. I'm doing it again because the Second Amendment Foundation is great. They had a full-page article, a couple, 500, 6,000 words, on the political machinations go on in India. Not machinations, the rules, the laws. Their police don't even have shooting ranges. There are no guns for anyone in Mumbai. That's why that lasted 3 days.
You're right.
Right? Okay. Europe, the European Union, Brussels, they have basically outlawed the private ownership of firearms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know the other side is going to say, oh, you're all with this Second Amendment, these guns, because they're going to blame gun owners, because apparently the warning has now been issued. It's going to be issued to America. So your Walmarts, your shopping centers, you name it, your schools, God, I'm telling you, they're coming after the kids, all right? But the thing is, if someone who is armed stops one of these lone wolf maniacs, they'll bury that story. But in Europe, you can't carry anything.
Right.
That's basically been, it's a lockdown. It's a defenseless Eurozone. So,
right.
Of course, they're going to tell these guys. And what are they going to do? We've been talking about it for years, and it's been going on for hundreds of years. When you disarm the people and you make arms illegal, he's still going to be able to smuggle in. Apparently, I've heard smuggle. Egypt's involved, other elements of the underworld. They're going to smuggle the arms in. You say, well, if there's no arms available in England or in European Union, where are they coming from? Figure it out. The arms dealers and the killers always have the money behind them to get guns illegally, no matter where you are. So if you took them away from Americans, you took them away from Europeans, so then this is what they were, small explosives and someone opening up. So you're absolutely right. I wouldn't travel Europe, period. Because they did their disdain for us. We saved their behind in two wars and the Cold War. They don't care about us. Of course they're not. I shouldn't say. I don't want anything to happen to them, but they'll be defenseless. So let me leave you with this. If it's true, America, then I want to try some garbage here. And you are the percentage of Americans who have a concealed and carry. And here in New York, they have restrictions on your permit. And
right.
I'm going to just tell you this truthfully. I went out do some shopping today, and my little old 9mm with a spare magazine came with me. So I was among the public, and you have nothing to worry about, America, because unless you are someone bad guy, you're going to try to kill me. That's it. And I'm just telling people, if you have the ability, you have the permit, put your little 38 in your boot and go about your business. Be as safe and careful as you possibly.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's going to happen. A lot of people don't say this. You know, they say, you were gun owners. We're not crazy. And I don't even want to go there. I shouldn't even say the word crazy. I'm just telling you, watch your back. You better be able to, just if you have the permit, take it with you, America, and gun the son of a bitch down if he tries anything. Thank you,
man. There you go. All right, what Mark is saying, he comes around a lot to the Second Amendment, obviously. I disagree with him, though, about the Europe thing, because not everyone, and I don't think he meant it like that, but for example, I went to school in Spain, and it was great, and it was a song. I think it was cheaper than it would have been for a semester that I had at Ohio, and I'm glad I did it. It was very eye-opening, and the people were wonderful, and they were embraced Americans and treated us like we were their friends, like we were royalty almost. And I think that, you know, yes, there are some places where it's not that way. There are, and of course, I think he's referring more to France than anything. But when people want to expand their minds and they want to see these things that we've read about and they want to go to the Louvre and go and see the Mona Lisa and they want to see the art and the incredible paintings and they want to see where, let's face it, your relatives might have come over from Italy, your relatives might have come over from Germany, they might have come over from wherever, and you want to go back and see that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but the problem is the timing is not good. I mean, let's face it. Our world completely changed after 9/11. Maybe the little bubble we were all living in where we thought we were safe was shattered, and that's the truth of it. But when you hear about this rare advisory and you hear about the potential terrorist threats in Europe and maybe Osama bin Laden is behind it, and, you know, if somebody, I would have to say, if they're telling you things like this, that this attack could be like Mumbai, and Mark is right in this sense, you don't have people armed in England, you don't have people armed in France, you don't have people armed in Italy and Germany, because they can't. He's right. So then you're totally dependent on whatever their force is. If you went to the Louvre right now, you would see a lot of soldiers who are armed walking around. But there are too many places, there are too many tourist hotspots, so how are you going to know which one is going to get hit? Unless this, they're hearing of this possible plot, but they don't know when it's going to happen. Otherwise, they wouldn't. There wouldn't be these warnings. Because pretty much the warning is saying, I mean, to be honest, it's saying take your chances. Because we know that it's a Mumbai-like attack that's being planned, but geez, I mean, you know, look at the places you could be in Paris or the amount of hotels or wherever, or where you could be in England or where you could be in Germany. So there's no way, they obviously don't have the information of the exact points of where it will be. But just to say that they're concerned, otherwise I don't think that that this would be out there. Just to be paying attention to what's happening and not to, you know, not to to try to not be in some of these public places. But like I said, it's, you know, it's ridiculous. It's like Chuck Schumer says, well, here's the thing, and he said this to reporters after he talked to the State Department and Justice. He said, the alert means be careful when you go. They're not advising you not to go. But if they're talking about this for days and they're saying they keep bringing up Mumbai, 166 people, that's what I said, were killed, and they were two luxury hotels. I mean, so you tell me, why would the warning be there if they were not concerned that they couldn't 100% say or 98% say that they know what's going to happen and where this imminent attack could happen? It, just to say that there's no concrete indications, so that it just is very vague to me. And to read in a paper, and that's what the people in Paris did, a headline that says that there's this terror threat that exists and it could hit us at any moment. Well, geez, what does that mean? Think about where you are tonight, like Mark's in New York or our studios in Minneapolis. Some of you are listening to me in Connecticut. Imagine in your town, if you just got this warning, watch out, beware, there could be some people with assault weapons out to attack tonight in the city. So what would that mean to you? So his point to the being armed thing is well taken. I'm one of the people that truly believe, and probably it's because there's that push for the Second Amendment, which I believe in the Second Amendment. I completely agree with him, because to take away a right is wrong anyway. And to I think if you have it where the guns are just on the illegal market, it would be that much worse. And pretty much if you look at statistics, it bears that out. So in this case, pretty much you're on your own if you're in Europe, because there's nobody, there's not going to be that person that's going to pull out the gun and help you when everybody says duck and because somebody starts shooting. And sadly, in Mumbai, that's what happened. I mean, flat out, people were just gunned down like it was a movie set. The sick way to say that, just gunned down, cut in half. And nobody could help them because there was nobody there with guns. All right, coming up, we're going to check the mailbag.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here we are at the start of another work week. And a lot of you emailed me over the weekend and for about different things. Some of your emails, though, were about this high alert and what did I think and all this other kind of stuff. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. This one from our pal, Dennis McMahon, who listens to us in Vermont, WVMT. Great guy, I always say this. He really strings together the words. He's a wordsmith, I would call him. Wordsmith. So he says, we have to put together a tough international strike force, combining some of the roughest and efficient personnel from friendly nations to deal with these threats. Something along the lines of a combined operations assault. Such squads should strike fear in the enemies, which continue to threaten us. It is pure nonsense that we have to worry about threats to Americans in Europe and bordering on administrative negligence and stupidity that bin Laden is still at large. All right, I agree with that. The whole bin Laden being at large thing is infuriating to me for lots of different reasons, but absolutely, I think it's stupidity that he still is at large. Okay, granted, nobody that's around bin Laden, for fear of their own lives, I guess, or losing status, despite whatever money might be offered, is going to turn him in. That's a given. But there are other people that I think would gladly say that they have a bin Laden sighting, or they've heard this, or they heard this through the grapevine, but yet nothing. And we always hear about, well, we came really, really close this one time, and geez, we just missed. Great. And what comfort that is to the people of America and this whole 9/11 thing, because what's happened since then, lots of conspiracies, lots of conjecture, lots of why, all that kind of stuff. And why not? There is no ending. It's like when I do my segment Odds and Ends, there is no end to this. And I think if I were somebody who lost a loved one in 9/11, and I know you have to move on and life goes on and all that other stuff and all the psychological mumbo jumbo you can throw out there, but this is what would stick in my gut the most, that bin Laden is not been gunned down, arrested, whatever. Nothing with bin Laden. And here, this threat comes from bin Laden? If that's credible, come on. That's crazy. And he's absolutely right. The fact that there is nothing put together of cooperation other than, you know, what, Scotland Yard cooperating with the CIA and then throw in the French and they just exchange emails and have conversations saying, oh, by the way, we have this threat, come on. He's right. He's absolutely right. I mean, for goodness sake, in the movies, there's more cooperation. You can go see a James Bond movie, and it seems like everyone's, even if they don't trust each other, in the so-called allied nations, there is some cooperation, but that's a movie. And so we don't have any real exchange with the best of the best. There isn't the seals that we have in combination with some other group. And the answer is no. So it does seem rather ridiculous. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Chris Babcock. Over the weekend, Kate, I don't know if you caught this or not, about the terror alert. Everybody's talking about Europe. How crazy. I don't understand. And it's very, very odd that there aren't real specifics in it. So if you were somebody in Europe, what are you supposed to think? What are you supposed to do if you're headed there? What if these college students that go abroad, what are they supposed to do? Should they come home because of this threat? How do you avoid those so-called public places? Yeah, that's the thing. How do you avoid the public places? And if you're on a tour, you're in a hotel somewhere. You're in a hotel where other Americans are, other people from England or other spots are. Let's say you were in Italy, for example, or France or whatever. Well, of course, there's a whole bunch of people, and it's very known that it would be a place where Westerners would come, let's say, for example, or other European folks would gather. And that would be pretty easy to find out if somebody was trying to scope out a place, just like they did in Mumbai. And it's I think the vagueness of it is frightening. It's like I gave the example, is what do you do if they say, you know what it's like, it's in a different way, it's like tornado warnings, because tornadoes happen so fast. But if you live in the Midwest, you know what I'm talking about. I lived in Nebraska for a while, and you hear the sirens. Well, you know that, okay, so the sirens are going off, we got something going on, go to the storm shelter, or, you know, go to wherever it is that you go to take cover just in case. And you listen to the sirens, and then poof, they're gone, and then the threat is gone, or the tornado's already gone through. But there is that, at least that little bit of a warning. You hear it and you know what it means. So here there isn't that. There's just these words. There's no specifics. I mean, you know, the Eiffel Tower was cleared out twice. So if you're in England, do you not go to the Eiffel Tower? Do you not tour it? Do you assume it's safe? Yeah, I think it's confusing, absolutely. I agree with that. And frightening at the same time, because, boy, I don't want to wake up and hear about some horrible attack somewhere. And you can't help but think that. You can't help but, you know, you can't help but wonder. All right, let's move on to another one. This is from Wesley Hull. He says, hey, Kate, just a few things on the suicide you were talking about. First of all, there's not a lot of people who live a more stressful life than today's military members. Oh, I so agree. I say this all the time, Wesley, you cannot do enough for the people who are the troops, the people who are serving. Some go to Iraq and Afghanistan to have their spouses cheat on them. Unfortunately, this may cause a chance for suicide and violence when they return. We've seen that. I was in the Air Force for 4 years, and I know the Army does a similar briefing. We received a suicide briefing monthly, if not weekly, as well as drinking and driving, which I'm sure happens to returning vets as well. More stress hits us when we get out of the military and can't even find a decent job. He says, I still haven't. I'm recently divorced and have a 2-year-old son, and I hope the good jobs are out there and maybe we vets haven't found them. I'm certainly not seeing anything being done for vets except maybe the post 9/11 GI Bill, which was a disaster. Its first semester it was available. Wow, Wesley, I so feel for you and have my fingers crossed and we're rooting for you that something happens. And I've heard similar things from so many people. And he knows, here he serves, comes back, and then what? You know, I think of that. I think of the guys on the front line, the guys that are in the compounds, the things that happen, and the hours, day after day after day, in these crazy, stressful conditions. And then, poof, you go back, and your life is not the same anymore. And then, like he said, you're looking for a job, and you hear about these possibilities, but then you can't find these possibilities, and they're not really true. I mean, I know that specifically in the area where I live, they've had job fairs for veterans, but what does it lead to? Are people getting jobs in some of these companies that are definitely vets that show up with their resume and start to talk to people, or is that more of a show? You know, I hate to say this, but when people put on job fairs, they may have like 2 positions open, and this can be just any company. And then people go there and they're really excited and they think, wow, I mean, maybe I have a chance. Maybe I'll get in front of somebody. Maybe someone will pass my resume on, see my experience, figure out a way that I can fit into their system. But that's not really the way it works, unfortunately. All right. This one's from Big Mike. Kate, what happened to your Philadelphia Eagles? They cracked under pressure or something, and so did Michael Vick. What do you have to say about that? Yeah, they did crack under pressure. Crack under pressure because they didn't make plays in the beginning of the game when Michael Vick wasn't hurt. Michael Vick scrambling, trying to make something happen, hurts his chest and has to get an MRI and looks like he's got some ribs that are in trouble. And you think, wow, I mean, here was a chance against Washington, especially after Donovan McNabb went to play for a rival team. And, you know, this is the intriguing part about this. McNabb comes back to Philly, and he ends up sticking it to Philly, and which was exactly what I was worried about that would happen. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you? All right, let's go to Jeremy instead in Alaska.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Jeremy. Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Well, not much. I'm just hoping that everything's okay up here when, the farms are getting pretty thin. Like, everybody wants to cut everybody's heads off on the farms, you know? And it's like, hey, take it easy. We're Americans here.
Yeah, you know, Jeremy, I agree with you. You can feel it. That's why leading up to this election, I think it's going to be rather interesting. There's no question there are all sides of this, and you can tell that people are bubbling over and frustrated beyond belief, especially, I think, with what's happening with the economy and the lack of jobs and, you know, all of a sudden people find themselves trying to scrape by and they can't scrape by and they can't make their mortgage payments and stuff. And I think it's led to some of that. And now people are expressing that anger. And you're right. That's really where you're seeing it. But you're seeing it all over the place. I've mentioned this a couple of times. Thanks for the call. I've mentioned this a couple of times. I can tell even in my own travels of just doing errands that where is the conversation headed? I used to say the common denominator for most people was the simple stuff like, geez, the weather, if it's super hot wherever you live, oh, this weather today is terrible, or snowing, raining, flooding, whatever. But now the common denominator is politics. What's happening? How are you getting jammed up? What's going on? just as pure strangers, people will start talking about politics. That was something that was taboo before. So maybe that's a good thing. Could show up, I think, in these elections. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Top thing that people are buzzing about, since I say it's water cooler buzzes, what do you make of the U.S. warning Americans to be extra cautious in Europe and be careful at tourist sites and on public transportation and all that sort of stuff? And I really feel for the kids who are going to school overseas. And, you know, it's not just rich kids, because I know people think that's like, kids are so filthy loaded, their parents. That's not true. A lot of times there's scholarships and there's placements and there's agreements where universities switch back and forth, and it's good for a kid's resume, working their way up the ladder, trying to make something of themselves, trying to use that knowledge and use it for the good of the United States in some cases, depending on what their field is. All right, so we're going to get off that. We know that's the big deal, and obviously many of you realized that over the weekend and sent your thoughts on it. I appreciate it. Remember, any of you can hit me up anytime, day or night, at americatonight.net. This isn't good. Heading into the weekend, we talked about what's now happening with real, what I would call more than a powder keg situation. But now we've got photos of that are supposedly unbelievable of soldiers beside some newly slaughtered bodies, decaying corpses and severed fingers. And we're talking about dozens of photos of U.S. soldiers posing with Afghan corpses. You know, how all this stuff happens and gets out there and all that other stuff. And what's happened is the military documents were picked up by the AP, and they were then ultimately seized by some army investigators. And it's all part of this case against five soldiers that we talked about last week, accused of killing three Afghan civilians earlier in the year. Supposedly they were hopped up on all kinds of stuff, taking all kinds of drugs, and that was part of the reasoning of what could have happened to them. The troops shared the photos by email and thumb drive and trading cards and all that stuff. There's like 70 of them that are not out there for public viewing. And even defense attorneys haven't gone near them because of the fear that they could wind up in our free news media and provoke anti-American violence. They're that bad. But yes, this is just a handful of soldiers, but it doesn't matter. If you put them out there, then it's going to be blown up to huge proportions. And it is a sick, sad, disgusting, horrible thing that happened, of course. And outrageous, and any adjective and any description you want to throw on it. I mean, I get it. For these accused soldiers, they must have been out of their minds is all you can say, and which is what it's looking like. But regardless, there are no excuses in this. If those photos get out, how often does this happen? Think of Abu Ghraib and the fact that more photos started leaking out, and remember what the reaction to that was. So now you get these photos out there, and what is that, you know, what is that going to do for the people who are there fighting? Like I mentioned, it's a sick, horrible, twisted thing. It's four people in this one unit, two who are charged in the killings, and where does this go from there? And the troops are accused of passing around photos of the dead people and their fingers and, oh, man. And, you know, one of the defendants, and you heard him here on the airwaves, we had a little snippet of it, was this captain, or corporal rather, Jeremy Morlock, who said everybody shared the photos. They were of every guy we ever killed in Afghanistan. And, you know, after the first slaughter, one of the service guys sent an urgent email to his father warning that more bloodshed was on the way, and the father told the AP he pleaded for help from the military, but they didn't take any action. That is the key thing here. I mean, if you can really trace that, and that story is true, that you had one guy that realized, wow, this is bad, I got to nip this. I don't want this to hurt anybody. I don't want this to hurt me, to hurt my fellow guys. And I gotta say something. So he desperately gets in touch with his father. Then the military doesn't do anything. Ooh. If they got all these graphic photos. And like I said, think, excuse me, think of the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq and those pictures showing up of smiling soldiers posing with tortured or dead detainees, sometimes giving that thumb up and stirred outrage against the United States at a terrible, terrible. The photos were an piece to the American military in a very, very unpopular and bloody war. So, and now in this videotaped interview with investigators, you have this corporal talking about hurling a grenade at a civilian as a sergeant discussed the need to, what he said, wax this guy. And, you know, I just wonder where this is all going to lead to and what the military is going to do and what happens ultimately with those pictures, where else did they get out? I've got to believe that the copies of the pictures are could be someplace else, that they're not just locked up somewhere, that it's much, much bigger than that, and it just hasn't come out yet. Because I guess this is obviously proof as to what was happening. I mean, and maybe it shouldn't be a surprise, because after what we saw at Abu Ghraib, that some soldiers take these twisted, gruesome kind of pictures as sort of their war trophies or souvenirs, I guess, for lack of a better way to say that. But what's happening with these soldiers is more than a powder keg that's waiting to explode. And what is this going to do with the situation with Afghanistan? You know, to me, it's all about the people that are there now, too. And it's horrendous, obviously, that civilians were dragged out, allegedly, from their houses. And that happened. And it's, I mean, what do you say other than it's sick bloodlust and not right? And what's going on? Who's mining the store? What's happening in the field? And certainly anybody connected to this feels for the people that were in and around that unit, because they know what that's going to look like. So we'll see where that goes. We'll see where that investigation leads, I guess, is probably the best way to say that. Many of you already reacted to that story, too, by the way. And I think that's a story that's just going to get bigger as more of the gruesome, not photos, because the photos haven't been released, but more of the testimony or the snippets of the investigation come out. I think that's the big thing. All right, we're going to re-rack here for a second and tell you quickly, here's the headlines. One big headline heading into the weekend, Rahm Emanuel's done. The former White House chief of staff is running for mayor. He released today on YouTube that he has now decided to run for the mayor of Chicago. That's not a surprise, because he pretty much, that was the intent. They knew that he was going to run for mayor. So he steps away and Pete Roush takes over. He's a guy who has worked for Obama since he was a junior senator in 2005. And he's different from Emanuel, where he doesn't have that kind of swagger. He's more a lay in the weeds kind of guy. He's not looking for publicity like Emanuel was, or being quoted all over the place. We already talked ad nauseum about the scary thing with this rare advisory for U.S. travelers to beware of potential terror threats in Europe. That's drawing some confusion from Americans, because they don't really know what to do. And people who are planning on going, do they follow through with it, or do they stop because of this? And then the other thing that's interesting is we're seeing in this era of politics, as we get closer to the midterm elections, debates are going on. There was one that was interesting over the weekend on Fox News. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Rand Paul said Sunday that the age of eligibility for Social Security and Medicare might need to be raised for future recipients. And his opponent disagreed. He thinks that what they shouldn't change benefits for older people already getting them, but they should cut the benefits. And that's the Democratic opponent, Jack Conway. And there are other debates like this being held around the country, not just on big national news formats. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.